Today we read from this wonderful gospel about the two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus. They're walking to Emmaus 3 days after the crucifixion of Jesus, and they're disappointed. They said that they had been hoping that Jesus would redeem Israel, but they are disappointed. They don't think that Jesus accomplished what he meant to, and they seem to think that it's all over. And they're walking away sad and confused because of the reports that the woman had brought back with them that morning. Jesus comes and walks with them on the way, but they don't recognize him. Jesus accompanies them to where they are staying, and then as they are sitting at table, he breaks bread with them, and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. This story, this account of Jesus revealing himself to these two disciples on the road to Emmaus, is one that can have great power for us and great meaning for us. Because we are in a time and in a circumstance here in the hospital, in the midst of this virus, where we are frustrated and feeling alone. You know, a lot of us are here in the hospital and our families aren't able to visit us. And that's hard. It's always hard to be in the hospital and to be sick, but especially when we're isolated from our families and our friends. This gospel tells us that though we might, in some ways and in some difficult ways, be alone and be frustrated, Jesus is truly with us. Jesus walks with us. Jesus accompanies us on the way. We're invited today to recognize that, just as these two disciples on the road to Emmaus recognize the presence of Jesus with them, recognize the fact that Jesus had been with them, and that Jesus, now risen from the dead, will be with them always. And they recognize that in the breaking of the bread. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, we celebrate the great sacrament of the breaking of the bread. We celebrate the meal in which Jesus Christ gives us his very self in the bread and the wine, in which Jesus, as he does with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, takes bread, says the blessing, breaks it, and gives it to us. As we celebrate the breaking of the bread with Jesus today, let us recognize his presence among us. Let us recognize that we are not alone. That as hard as this situation is, as frustrating as it is to be sick, as hard as it is to be separated from loved ones, Jesus is with us. Jesus does accompany us. And he invites us to recognize him as we celebrate this Eucharist here and now.